And now some business news. Colgate-Palmolive is cutting nearly 4,400 jobs and closing 26 factories worldwide. From New York, Jesse Graham reports on the maker of Ajax, Soft Soap, and Irish Spring.
Company officials say they'll close a third of their 81 plants in Europe, North America, Latin America, and Asia. They didn't specify where the bulk of the layoffs will be, saying employees have not yet been informed. The move came after the company saw its first drop in quarterly profits in 8 years. Bank of America analyst Bill Steele says Colgate's downsizing is a symptom of a highly volatile consumer product industry.
It is telling me that it's very competitive, it's getting increasingly more risky, and so companies like Colgate are having to cut costs every way possible to create a budget to compete more effectively and hopefully to drive, you know, consistent earnings growth.
Officials said the changes could save as much as $300 million a year. They say they'll put the savings into advertising and product development. Investors cheered the 4-year restructuring plan, saying it was high time for Colgate to devote more money to developing new products.
They just became too fat and slow and complacent.
Jake Dollarhide heads Longbow Asset Management, which holds shares in Colgate and its main competitor, Procter & Gamble. He says Colgate failed to respond when Procter came out with its White Strips, a tooth bleaching kit that outsold Colgate's own whitening product. He says Colgate is well positioned to bounce back.
It's not a completely sad story or an unhappy ending. Colgate finds themselves in rebuilding mode, but they find themselves with still the number one market share in toothpaste. And that's certainly a great base to build off of.
Colgate also hopes to boost sales in newer markets such as Latin America, Eastern Europe, and Asia. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Graham in New York.